have you on as well as part of our family. Good morning. This is your greeter today, Rebecca Thomas from Snellville, Georgia. Please, family members, join me as we go before the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we love you so much. We adore you. Thank you that we are your kingdom business builders. Lord, we will enter your gates, Father God, with thanksgiving in our hearts. And we are going into your courts with praise. Thank you, Jesus, for this day that you have made. Thank you for the blessings you have given us and our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. Pour back into them and their families your full blessings, Lord, adding no sorrow to it. We thank you for our great company, Artists International, and the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you for Godmother Dorothy Cook, for Executive Vice President Dr. Raphael Stiller and their families, Lord. Thank you that they are your kingdom business leaders for your bride, the body of Christ. Thank you for their integrity and righteousness in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your kingdom come, let your will be done, Jesus, on this earth called the TMC, listeners and speakers and our families. Holy Spirit, come with your dunamis power on the speaker and listeners, as we hear and receive the word in our hearts and in our minds. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Family members, it was an honor and a privilege to greet you this morning. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, Minister Rebecca?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Well, God bless you. To God be the glory for that tag this morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I hear
you.
We can hear you.
Okay, great. Okay. Good morning, TMC family. This is Tiffany Lauderdale in Southern California, and I welcome you to the Master's Call. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for greeting us and seating us and that tag, New Wine and New Wine Skin Wednesday. And so that is so definitely profound for this season that we are in right now, and that we will be mindful that there is new wine and new wineskin for each and every single one of us as we walk with God. And so we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We welcome each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And as this call goes forth every Monday through Friday, and it has been since October the 25th of 2010, we are approaching our fifth year. And here on the Master's Call, it is all about the Master first and foremost. And it's also about you, that as you dial in each and every single day, that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call. So we anticipate that great and new things are happening in your life, and that you get closer to Jesus Christ. And so we do have a website for our call, and we invite you to go there online, www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website. You will see information about our speakers on our website as well. Please post that on your social media page and invite someone to join you here on the Master's Call. Also, the scripture reference that we stand on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so Minister Rebecca, she went ahead and opened us up in prayer, and we call her the greeter. Me, Tiffany Lauderdale, right now, I am your host for this morning. And so there are opportunities here for you, each of you here on the Master's Call. If you are ready to serve here, then I invite you to send us an email at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will definitely respond to you. Maybe you want to be a greeter. Maybe you want to be a hostess. Maybe you want to, there's a message in your belly that you want to share with the masses. So there is an opportunity for you. Anytime we have a conference, there's an opportunity for you to join our praise and worship team. But maybe there is something that God is urging and positioning you to do, that new wine and that new wine skin. So please, please, please send us an email. Also, you may have a prayer request or a testimony or a praise report, or you may just have a question. So whatever it is, do not hesitate to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. Well, at this after this call, every single Monday through Friday, we head over to the new morning motivational call. And that telephone number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598#. So please make sure you head over there after this call. Also, I want to let you know that there is a millionaire call going on. Yes, I did say millionaire call going on. You do not want to miss it. It happens every day at 12 Central Standard Time or 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and it's at the same number that I just gave you for the morning motivational call, 530-881-1300, and the access code 539598#. So many great things are happening in Artists International, and you want to make sure that you stay plugged in. And if you're not certain what Artists International is about, then I would ask that you would go back to the person who invited you to this call and allow them to share with you how an appointment with Artists can truly change your life. Well, at this time, it's time for me to introduce our illustrious speaker for this morning. He is definitely a kingdom builder and a world changer, Pastor Chuck Brown. Pastor Chuck Brown II has a heart for the world. He is married to the love of his life and best friend, Marcia Brown. Together, they are raising two extraordinary children, Charles III, who we are so happy and excited because he is entering college right now, and I know that great and new things will happen for him, and his wonderful daughter, Christina Eve. In 2004, Pastor Chuck founded Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center in Kenner, Louisiana. The Lord has blessed this ministry to grow by leaps and bounds with a cutting-edge contemporary style of worship designed to win the lost to Christ and help believers grow in their faith. Pastor Chuck is an author, singer, songwriter, music producer, and businessman. Pastor Chuck often states, "My number one priority in life is making others better." That is what drives him. And so we have been living witnesses of his practical and profound ministry here on the Master's Call, how he walks in excellence, teaches in excellence, and I'm excited to clear the platform now to bring on none other than Pastor Chuck Brown. Pastor Chuck, are you out there this morning?
I am. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
God morning, man of God. Take it away. The platform is yours.
Thank you so much, my wonderful sister, Tiffany Lauderdale and Minister Rebecca, the founders of this call, Dr. PK, Pastor Vanessa, Dr. Vanessa. We're grateful for all of you who always serve the people of God faithfully and with the spirit of excellence and have been doing so for so many years. We praise God for each of you. I want to go to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. I'm going to look at verses, begin reading at verse 1. Mark chapter 4, verse 1. New Living Translation is the version that I'm reading from. Once again, Jesus began teaching by the lake shore. A very large crowd soon gathered around him, so he got into a boat. Then he sat in the boat while all the people remained on the shore. He taught them by telling many stories in the form of parables such as this one. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seed. As he scattered it across his field, some of the seed fell on a footpath. The birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seed sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow. But the plant soon wilted under the hot sun, and since it didn't have deep roots, it died. Other seed fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants so they produced no grain. Still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they sprouted, grew, and produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. Then he said, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. I want to minister this morning on something that's very important to God. I got to the place where, and a lot of people thought I was acting funny, but I just don't have time to play around with folk who are so busy concerning themselves with everything but what it is that God wants. I can't get distracted by chatter. I don't get distracted by noise that tries to keep me off focus and shift my focus from kingdom building. I'm sorry, but I desire doing what God has commanded his body to do over what life dictates that I do. Understand that there is a harvest out there that belongs to you. There's a harvest out there that belongs. It was specifically designed for you. I'm not talking about just the result of seed sown, but also the result of telling the world about Christ. We desire things, but we need to understand that God desires souls. There's nothing wrong with you wanting things as long as you give God what he wants. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It doesn't say that's the only thing you seek. He says seek first. Just make sure I'm on the top of your priority list. This harvest is also revealed in John 4:35, where Jesus stated, but I say, wake up, look around. The fields are already ripe for harvest. Then in Luke 10:22, Jesus declared that the harvest is indeed ripe, but the laborers are few. There's no doubt about it. There is a harvest that God has in store for you, right? But it's also ready. It's already ripe. It's huge. It's satisfying. But it requires that we get up, go, and get what God already says is prepared and ready. If not, then we can miss our time of harvest. And so we have this understanding of the harvest of God. But God says, when you give me what I want, I also have something for you. But I've been meditating over the past few weeks, reaching out to God, and I'm sure every preacher understands what I'm about to say. And so I've been trying to find out why, although I've ministered on a variety of subjects, there still aren't people putting the word in action. And I ask the Lord, why is it that we can shout off messages we won't use? Why is it that we can praise over a word that we won't allow to impact our lives because we won't put it into action? It's frustrating at times to be a teacher and not see the students use the word that you give so succinctly. What is it, Lord, that has kept your people from acting on the word that you sent me to give them? And God simply gave me this answer that serves as the title of this message. He said it's because they allow the enemy to snatch my word from them. I want to minister for the next few minutes. Don't let the enemy snatch it. Don't let the enemy snatch it. Do not, under any circumstance, allow the enemy to snatch that word from you. There's a harvest out there, but you cannot allow the enemy to snatch what you need for the harvest. Don't let him snatch your obedience to the word. Don't let him cause your pride to keep you from this harvest that God has for you. See, the harvest isn't just for God, it's also for you. I shared that earlier. You know why? It's because God always rewards obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You can leave, it doesn't matter who's on the call and who's teaching, all of these wonderful preachers and ministers who minister Monday through Friday, and those of you who are part of our ministry on Sundays and Bible studies, you can leave that place doing all the good in the world, but if you don't obey what God told you, none of what the good things that you did even matter to God. You can walk around telling everybody you come in contact with about Christ and not forgive the person God told you to forgive. And although folk are now saved due to your witnessing, you are still not rewarded for your efforts because of disobedience. God awards obedience. That also means that the converse is true as well. If he rewards obedience, then he also punishes disobedience. oh, we love certain scriptures. They move us to lift our hands and cause us to agree in choruses of amen. Deuteronomy 28, yeah, you're blessed in the city and blessed in the fields, blessed when you come in, blessed when you go out, and it goes on and on and on. But I'm sorry, those promises are only to those who obey diligently the word of the Lord that they hear. If you go down a little further in that same chapter of Deuteronomy 28, you will see that to the disobedient, God says, cursed shall you be in the city. Cursed shall you be in the field. So there is a balance there that God is trying to get us to understand. Your life is fulfilling when you obey me. So in this text that we read, Jesus is teaching a lesson to the masses, and he begins to tell a parable. Of course, we know that a parable is simply a natural story with a spiritual meaning. It is a simple tale used to illustrate a spiritual truth. This particular parable, however, is crucial to us today, and I need everybody to get in. I need everybody to tune in to me. Don't miss this word. Jesus begins by introducing a farmer who says that this farmer sowed seed. Later on, he explains the meaning of each of the elements of the parable, but they all have to do with the hearing, receiving, and acting on God's word. Guess what? The devil doesn't like it. So he does whatever he can to cause you to miss what it is that God is saying to you. Whatever you do, please don't let the enemy snatch it. Verse 15. In verse 15 of Mark chapter 4, it says this: the seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message. They hear the message, only to have Satan come at once and take it away. Here's the first thing I want to give you. Number one, don't let the enemy steal your promise. Don't let the enemy steal your promise. The sower distributes the seed, but before it can even get in the ground good, the birds come and snatch it. Enemy always tries to kill the harvest in your life by straight up taking the word of God from you. He doesn't allow it into your heart. He just snatches it. There are those even on the phone right now who can't even hear the word because you're allowing the enemy to take it as it comes to you, analyzing. And then, you know, it happens. I remember even coming up, there are times that I would do. I thought I knew so much, and I'm analyzing everything a person is saying to make sure it fit my condition, as opposed to hearing what God was saying so that your condition can improve. Some years ago, a lady came up to me who was divorced after a sermon that I preached, and she was livid. I mean, she was mad. She was ticked off. And she tells me, Pastor Chuck, I usually can get with you. You usually preach me happy, but you said something today that made me so mad I couldn't hear nothing else. And I said, well, what was it that made you stop up your ears from hearing from God? She said to me, when you said the divorce ain't of God, I had to tune you out because you don't know what my ex-husband put me through. You don't know how he beat me, and you don't know how he cheated and how he gambled our bill money and how he hurt me. And on she went. And I simply replied to her. I said, had you continued to listen to what God gave me to sow into your life, you would have heard me say that although God hates divorce, there are times when you have to make a life decision. Yeah, I don't believe that you should just sit there and allow someone to kill you. You can't continually subject yourself to all kind of diseases and allow your children to see this abuse. Then I went on to talk about how you can heal after a divorce, but you tuned me out. So she missed her healing because she let the enemy take her promise. God was giving her what she needed in her life, but she let the enemy straight up jack her out of her blessing. Don't you let the enemy steal the principles of God's word from your heart. Don't let the enemy steal the principles of God's purpose the purpose of God's word out of your heart. Don't let him take the direction and the instruction and the promises that God has placed within the word of God from you. Number two, don't let the enemy make you fall. Don't let the enemy make you fall. In verses 16 and 17, Mark 4, it says that the seed represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away, and as soon as they have problems or are persecuted, for believing God's word. Oh, I need you to get this. Don't let the word of God coming from these messengers, not just talking about me, I'm talking wherever you are. Don't let that message fall on a rocky or stony heart. This principle speaks to those who shout over the word and hear, but as soon as life gets harsh out there, their shout sucks up. They praise over the word and hear, but as soon as life gets real for them out there, their praise dries up. They receive the word gladly. They accept the word as God's word with joy. They get what they came for. They cry. They open their spirits to God. They get in their notes. They post the notes on Facebook and Instagram. They call up folks to share what they heard from the Lord. Then life happens. False. The reason why God gives, you know, speak for me, gives me the type of sermons he gives to me is because he knows that in a little while life is going to happen. He knows that at some point soon, things are going to get rough. He knows that storms are going to come. So he allows us to plant a word inside of you. Then comes the enemy trying to block the word and keep it from taking root in your heart. A plant that never allows its roots to become established always dies. Yeah, it always does. That's why I tell people, and I just got to keep it 100, you can't keep uprooting yourself from ministry. You will never have strength that way. You will never really get what God has for you, because at the first sign of wind, you will fall over and die because you have no roots. That's why you can't get over that struggle, because you have no roots. That's why your home life is a mess, because you have no roots. That's why everything is chaotic in your life, because you have no roots. Without roots, you can't grow. Without roots, you can't grow fruit. Without roots, you become unstable and confused. Oh, God, I don't have time to really go here, but in Psalms 1 and verse 3, it talks about how God will plant you by the rivers of living water and cause you to prosper in all that you do, that your leaf will not wither. God plants us. He plants us. I don't know. When Christians thought it was okay to keep uprooting themselves, you have to remain where God plants you. If God plants you at a job, don't leave because it gets hard. If God plants you in a relationship, don't quit just because you're mad. Stay where God plants you. And here's why. When God plants you, he does so by the rivers of water, the water bank. Get this. They bear fruit in any season. In good seasons, they bear fruit. In bad seasons, they bear fruit. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. Why does this happen? Because they allow the word of God to take root in them. And that root, the root of God's word, taps into that living water, and it keeps them from falling. Don't let the enemy make you fall. Don't let the enemy make you fall off or fall away. Number three, don't let the enemy stress you out. Don't let the enemy stress you out. Verse 18, the seed that fell among the thorns represents others who hear God's word, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of this life, the lure of wealth, and the desire for other things, so no fruit is produced. This flows from the last principle. This is another one of those principles that I hope you get really for real. I need you to get this. This person receives the word, but the word can't grow in them because it's too crowded in their hearts. I said earlier how life happens. This speaks on that also. The cares or worries of life drown out what God says. The pressure at home drown out what God says, drowns it out. The burdens at work drown out what God says. And the stress of it all drowns out what God says. It chokes the life of the word out. It renders it helpless. It causes God's word to be ineffective in your life. I'm talking about stress. I'm talking about pressure. Stress and pressure. So many people have backslidden because of stress and pressure. So many people have given up on their ministry because of stress and pressure. So many have given up on their purpose because of stress and pressure. So many people have quit, and I'm talking about especially those who quit. They're still in church, and they're still doing the things, but they're not putting forth the effort anymore because of stress and pressure. Yeah, people come at you so many ways, and you can't hear God. So what do most people do? They succumb to the pressure of the enemy, and they succumb to the pressure of the people. We know about the stress that the enemy comes with, but I want to talk about the stress and pressure that the enemy uses other people to mess us up. We don't want other people to get mad with us, so we do what they want. We don't want people to be disappointed with us, and so we remain unaware that the enemy is using life and using people and using assignments and using jobs and kids and anything else he can to choke the word. You have to learn that what God says supersedes what anyone else says. That includes, and I want you to hear me. That includes spouses, your boss, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, the government, or anybody else. I can't speak for you, but I'd rather obey God than man any day. There are times when God has told me to do something that my wife wanted me to do something else, and I had to obey God
And at first she didn't understand it and may have gotten a little ticked off, but then she understood as the priest of the home, she knew by now that her getting mad was not going to sway me from obeying God. Even in my ministry at church, there, you know how there are folk who always want you to check somebody publicly. Well, that's not my spirit. I deal with stuff discreetly. I handle things, you know, behind the scenes. Or they wanted me to demote someone who they didn't think was qualified, and I say the same thing to them every day, all the time. I'm going to do what God says to do. I don't play the God says game. If I tell a person that God said something to me, then you better take it to the bank because I don't play those games. The reason the enemy is winning in so many Christians' lives is because you've allowed the pressure and the stress to choke out what God has for you. Hear me well. Don't make emotional decisions when you're at a spiritual crossroad. Yeah, don't make an emotional decision when you're at a spiritual crossroad because you will almost always make the wrong move. God does not speak through your emotion. He speaks to your spirit. Yes, he does. He speaks to your spirit. Even with your mind, you got to be careful because there are a lot of things that will come to your mind, but you need to make sure that you tapped into the spirit of God. You can't even worship God unless you do it in spirit and in truth. This is a spiritual walk. We are engaged in spiritual warfare, and you won't win until you tap into the spirit. And you can't tap into the spirit until you rid yourself of all of the clutter that is choking the word right out of your life. Don't get stressed into disobeying God. Don't get frustrated into disobeying God. It'll make you not do what God said and speak to the rock, but you would rather hit the rock and miss the promised land. Finally, number four, don't let the enemy snatch your harvest. Don't let them snatch your harvest. I won't be long. We're right there at our time. And the seed that fell on good soil represents those who hear and accept God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as has been planted. Look at what the enemy is ultimately trying to snatch from you. Look at this harvest. It produces 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as was planted. This is where God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. The devil doesn't want you to get that. He wants to snatch it before you get it. He wants to snatch your purpose before you walk in it. He wants to snatch your potential before you find out who you are. He wants to snatch your relationship with God before you get to know his voice. He wants to snatch your faith before you can walk by it. The devil is working overtime because he is afraid of your harvest. He is afraid of you coming out of addiction. He's afraid of you coming out of depression. He's afraid of you coming out of bitterness. He's afraid of you coming out of a bad place. If he can take it, he'll do it. If he can cause it not to take root in your heart, he'll do that. If he can cause life to choke it out of you, he'll do that. He just doesn't want you with this harvest. He doesn't want your house at peace. He doesn't want your mind settled. He doesn't want your emotions stable. He doesn't want you to complete your assignment, all so he can snatch your harvest. But don't let them do it. Don't let the devil snatch your joy. Don't let them snatch your peace. Don't let them snatch your understanding. Don't let them take your ministry. Don't let them take your voice. Don't let them take your self-worth. Don't let them take it. Don't let them take it. Jesus said the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. What is he trying to destroy? The abundant life that Jesus came to provide us with. Don't let the devil snatch this harvest. I pray that you were blessed by this word on today. God bless you. Turning the call back over.
Wow. What a powerful, profound, and on-time word that just came straight from the throne room through Pastor Chuck. Don't let the enemy snatch you. Man of God, powerful. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction shortly, but at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just bless you, and we praise your name. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you, Father, that our ears have been open, our hearts have been open to receive what you have said to us this day, and that is don't let the enemy snatch us. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just restore, refill Pastor Chuck up right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that every single need is met in his life, his family life, the life of his ministry. In Jesus' name, God, I pray that you would give them the strength and the power that they need to continue to be that example for the kingdom and for the world, God. I just bless your holy name for him, and I praise you for each and every person who has dialed in under the sound of my voice here on the Master's Call, and I decree and declare that as we walk in in this day in new skin with new wine, Father, that we would not let the enemy steal our promise, that we would not let the enemy make us fall, and that we would not allow the enemy to stress us out in this day, God, for we go out with your power, your anointing, and your victory that we can do all things through you because it is your strength, God, that we need and that we rely on. So we thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, Father. Bless the children as they go to school, Father. Keep them protected with your angels, and we dispatch angels to be with them right now in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, TMC family. I'm excited over here to see what God is going to do in this day. And please, please, please go back and listen to this replay. Post it on social media. Give people something positive to listen to. The number is 712-432-1085, the access code 957-677-POUND. Yes, we will be heading over to the morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300, and the access code for that is 539598-POUND. Also, please make sure that you and your guests are on the millionaire call today, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time and also 7 o'clock Central Standard Time every day. Please, please, please get your guests on the call. That number again is 530-881-1300. And the access code 539598-POUND. And I'm not sure if I gave the replay for this number. Again, it's 712-432-1085-10957-677-POUND. Go out and make your day great. I am excited to bring Pastor Chuck back to the line so that he could give us our benediction. Rebecca, thank you for seating us and greeting us today. Thank each one of you for joining us on the Master's Call. Back over to you, Pastor Chuck.
Amen. Father, we're grateful for all that you've allowed us to experience on today, every prayer that went out, the intercession that was made, the word that was planted. I ask, oh God, that you will allow it to be planted on the good soil, that it will produce the harvest that it's supposed to produce. And God, we promise that we will not allow the enemy to come in and snatch it. Let this be the greatest day of our lives, a favored field day, blessed day. We give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each of you.